98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98 Q Country.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Airports expected to be packed today. The post-Christmas travel rush making this one of the busiest travel days of the year.
In the air, this holiday travel week already seeing a long list of flight delays with record crowds at the airport. The FAA blaming air traffic staffing problems and flight congestion for traveler frustration in Florida. Just days after Southwest Airlines was fined a record $140 million for last year's travel meltdown, the airline saw hundreds of delays yesterday. The FAA, for the second day in a row, imposed ground delays in Florida due to higher-than-usual traffic in the sky.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. On the migrant crisis, Mexican officials announcing a new task force to address the surge of asylum seekers at the southern border. It comes after a high-level meeting with Mexico's president and a U.S. delegation. And controversy involving Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley. She was asked by a reporter what caused the Civil War and failed to mention slavery. This is ABC News. New worries about kids and RSV.
Hospitalization rates for pediatric RSV were far higher than hospitalizations for COVID and the flu. The study published in JAMA Pediatrics found hospitalization rates were 81.7% for RSV, 31.5% for Omicron, and 27.7% for influenza. For newborns and infants up to the age of one, researchers found the odds of being hospitalized with RSV were 11 times greater than those diagnosed with Omicron. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Two of Apple's high-end Apple watches are available again after a federal court temporarily lifted a sales ban. They issue a patent fight over how the watches measure blood oxygen levels. The Series 9 and Ultra 2 Apple watches contain technology that another company says it developed. And another cruise company is trying a long-term cruise. Villa V Residency says it's planning a 3.5-year cruise, which stops in 147 countries. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Board of Regents of the Universities of Wisconsin plans to hold a special closed meeting tonight to consider discipline or termination of a university chancellor. That's according to an agenda released last night. The agenda does not say which chancellor is being considered for punishment or why. The 7 days of Kwanzaa are underway. Nichelle Hayes says the African-American celebration includes readings, artistic performances, and food.
And it's not so much about commercial gifts as coming together, reflection, learning, understanding, and community.
Kwanzaa was first celebrated in the 1960s in response to racial and economic unrest. The word Kwanzaa comes from a Swahili phrase, which means first fruits. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, January 2nd, we've got ourselves a double. It's Schwamigan hosting Butternut for girls basketball at 7 p.m. on 103.1, and Mellon hosting Schwamigan boys basketball also at 7 p.m. here on 98. Then, on Monday, January 8th, we've got Phillips hosting Ladysmith girls, again at 7 p.m. on 103.1. High school sports here on 98 Q Country, your local Civic Media radio station.
Bucks cut down the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but I'm proud of myself for that. But it's feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out the defensive end.
NFL. The Packers suspending cornerback Jair Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jair run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
It was clear as day. You can see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline, and then when I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy freezing fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with highs working up to 36. Winds out of the north up to 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, cloud cover, a low of 24. For Friday, gradually clearing skies with highs improving to 41. Saturday, slight chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. And for Sunday, still a chance for some snow showers in the morning, breezy back to 27. More in the way of sunshine New Year's Day, highs reach 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently at 30 degrees.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Thing you know, you save money like never before. Just split it all out of tune.
Really cool station. 98 Q Country.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger, rearview mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes.
just kept getting goner. The sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up, but she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind? Would she taste it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Yeah. getting on your goodbye shoot.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Back then, right now, the short version of 98Q Country. Apologize for that little cutoff there, but we are here, and it is a Thursday morning. All right, hope you are well on this Thursday morning. Your morning guy is back in after an interesting couple of weeks here, but we're finding our way through it, and I hope you are well and preparing, of course, for the New Year's celebration. Was it Sunday night will be New Year's, right? And New Year's Day will be on Monday. I don't know about you, but the whole Monday thing of Christmas and the Monday thing of New Year's kind of, set me off as far as trying to figure out what day it was. Just what day it was. So I hope you're doing better than I am. One thing that has not changed since before Christmas when we were together is that the weather is still mild and we still don't have any snow. So that has not changed. And it doesn't look like that's going to change here anytime soon. We're at 30 degrees right now. Temperature is to 36 today and then 42 tomorrow. And a little bit cooler now for the new year. Temperatures will probably linger around 30 or so over that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday stretch of New Year's. So a little bit cooler, but the chances of getting any significant precipitation still just not there yet. Just not there in the next week or so. We're going to get it eventually. It's just obviously going to be a late one. It was just weird. Yesterday I was looking out the window and my front lawn is still green. It's still green. I mean, I'm pretty confident if we had a 50, 55 degree day, I might have to go out and mow it. My wife even pointed out, she said, I think the grass has actually grown in the last couple of weeks. And I think she's right. I think it did grow a little bit in that warm stretch. Crazy. 36, again, is our forecasted high for today. And we'll call it 30 degrees right now. If you're tromping around outside, that wind will be north at about 6 to 16 today. Let's get you updated. We'll pass along any local info. We had a few area sports teams playing some holiday events yesterday. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But right now, twice an hour, let's get our news update.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Airports expected to be packed today. The post-Christmas travel rush making this one of the busiest travel days of the year.
In the air, this holiday travel week already seeing a long list of flight delays with record crowds at the airport. The FAA blaming air traffic staffing problems and flight congestion for traveler frustration in Florida. Just days after Southwest Airlines was fined a record $140 million for last year's travel meltdown, the airline saw hundreds of delays yesterday. The FAA, for the second day in a row, imposed ground delays in Florida due to higher than usual traffic in the sky.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. On the migrant crisis, Mexican officials announcing a new task force to address the surge of asylum seekers at the southern border. It comes after a high-level meeting with Mexico's president and a U.S. delegation. And controversy involving Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley. She was asked by a reporter what caused the Civil War and failed to mention slavery. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The universities of Wisconsin want to double the number of international students in the next 5 years. More international students would boost the UW system's overall enrollment and make campuses more diverse. An international recruitment firm called Shorelight will help. Android phone users in Wisconsin can expect some of a $700 million nationwide antitrust settlement with Google. Alexander Sosnowski is New Hampshire's Assistant Attorney General.
With antitrust and this injunctive relief, the hope is that the markets will open up and there could be future competitors that enter the space.
About 100 million eligible customers in all 50 states will split the settlement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Tuesday, January 2nd, we've got ourselves a double. It's Schwamigan hosting Butternut for girls basketball at 7 p.m. on 103.1, and Mellon hosting Schwamigan boys basketball also at 7 p.m. here on 98. Then, on Monday, January 8th, we've got Phillips hosting Ladysmith girls, again at 7 p.m. on 103.1. High school sports here on 98Q Country, your local civic media radio station.
Bucks cut down the nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks jumped out to a lead and never looked back. They won 144-122 over the Brooklyn Nets. Chris Middleton, a season-high 27 points.
12,000 is big. Still got a long way to get up to Dame, but no, I'm proud of myself for that. But I'm feeling great as of late. My legs are coming back. We're playing better team basketball. Just got to figure out on the defensive end.
NFL. The Packers suspending cornerback Jair Alexander for this weekend's game against the Vikings. I asked teammate Eric Stokes if he saw Jair run out there for the coin toss against Carolina.
It was clear as day. You can see when he went out there and all that stuff. I was sitting down on the sideline right there. When I looked up, he was out there.
What's Jair like as a teammate?
As a teammate, he's a great guy, man. Like, he's a guy that you'll go to battle with. At the end of the day, like, he's giving it his all.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Step into Frazier's Mercantile, a timeless relic nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history whispers through creaky antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings. Since 1911, this treasure trove has been a haven for seekers of authenticity. Wander through aisles brimming with discounted groceries, a fine selection of spirits, and our Give Me 5-15 drink variety pack from Great Lakes Brewery for just $9.99. Featuring favorites like Gold Lager, Mexican Lager with Lime, and IPAs like Tropicoastal Tropical and Haze Craft, plus crush-worthy low-calorie melon wheat. Explore an enchanted selection of vintage penny candies and rugged deals on brand-name outdoor workwear. Season greetings from Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, where you'll be treated to a free box of candy canes just for stopping in this holiday season.
See Dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy freezing fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with highs working up to 36. Winds out of the north up to 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, cloud cover, a low of 24. For Friday, gradually clearing skies with highs improving to 41. Saturday, slight chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. And for Sunday, still a chance for some snow showers in the morning, breezy back to 27. More in the way of sunshine New Year's Day, highs reach 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently at 30 degrees.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98 Q Country.
Yeah.
listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Getting colder, summer getting warmer, tidal wave come across the Mexican border. Wide back gallon is cheaper by the barrel, just don't get busted singing Christmas carols. That's us, that's right, gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning, funny how the world keeps turning. Look, Ma, no hand, I love this American. Rocks off, watching Desperate Housewife. Daddy works his can off, paying for the good life. Kids on the YouTube learning how to be cool. Living in a cruel world pays to be a mean girl. That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride. Both ends of the ozone burning. Funny how the world keeps turning. Look, Ma, no hand. I love this American. Sing a note. Plasma getting bigger, Jesus getting smaller. Spill a cup of coffee, make $1 million. Customs got a thug with an aerosol can. If the shoe don't fit, it's gonna hit the shame.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah.
sure that's a good thing, but World on Fire, name of that, what, an 98Q Country at 20 minutes in front of 7 at 6:40. And the mild, wimpy weather continues today with temperatures at 36, 42 tomorrow. Temperatures will struggle to get above freezing starting on Saturday. And we'll see a little more of a winter feel to our forecast, temperature-wise anyway. We may not see temperatures get above freezing starting Saturday and for quite a while. But you're saying, Joel, with that colder weather, is there any precipitation? There is some scattered precipitation, but there doesn't seem to be an indication that there's a major storm coming our way within the next week anyway. Outside of that, of course, it could change. I would expect, realistically, you'd probably think by mid-January we'll probably get something significant. It'll be cold enough for the ski lifts to, make the snow and keep it a little more. I think some of them are already doing that. Oh, the warmer weather, it's a little difficult to keep it out there. But the ice fishing will get better. There certainly are, I know there's people out there ice fishing. I saw several posts on social media warning people just don't, unless you're, 100% sure. There's a lot of people going through the ice right now. They think it is, but it isn't. So just be careful. We've got some colder weather, like I said, coming with temperatures in the upper 20s for highs and teens for lows starting in just a few days here. That should help to to solidify the whole thing. News and sports, we'll get you updated again coming up at the top of the hour. I hope your Christmas was good, and I hope your New Year's is even better. New Year's Day, of course, on Monday. We've got a little Badger football bowl action coming up over the New Year's. Huge Packer-Viking game. This is fun, isn't it? I love it. I love late season, regular season games where your team is playing for playoff eligibility. I know it's great to get like 13 wins on the year, but you know what that does? The problem with being really, really good record-wise, 13, 14 wins, is you have like a 4 or 5 week stretch where you're just kind of like, ho-hum. Game doesn't mean anything. Just don't get, the just don't get hurt games are a good place to be. But entertainment-wise for the fans, not so much. This is fun that every week, every turnover, every fire him and he's great and he's not great anymore and what happened? It's crazy. So New Year's Eve will be fun. Packers and Vikings. The winner of that game is still alive for the playoffs. Now the Vikings, if the Vikings go 1-1, they've still got a better chance of making the playoffs than the Packers do. Still not very good. The Packers pretty much have to win their last two games because of the tiebreaker situation. The Vikings have a better tiebreaker scenario thing going on than the Packers. So if the Packers lose to the Vikings Sunday, that'll be it. They're out. If the Vikings lose to the Packers, they're most likely out, but they still have a small chance to sneak in with an 8-9 record. So 7:30 will be the kick on New Year's Eve, Sunday night Packer football. You got it right here.
Season's greetings and holiday cheer to all from Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Bring in a new year in our winter wonderland with our special New Year's weekend menu. Saturday features Alaskan crab legs, prime rib, braised beef short ribs, jumbo shrimp, scallops, barbecued ribs, and more. New Year's Eve Sunday offers mouth-watering cold water lobster, delicious meat entrees, and seafood sides. Top it all off, release the signature cocktails and delectable desserts. Serving from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. both days. Reserve your spot now at 715-762-4447 at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Please see our Facebook for complete details. And just look for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
If you're in the market for a new tractor, you need to do one little thing. Discover a tractor with best value in class, a 2-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and backed by an award-winning dealer network. With some of the highest lift capacity and more standard features included than the competition, you need to check out TYM Tractors. Go to TYMOffers.com right now. Pick your tractor and the offer, and you decide if my idea was a great idea. TYMOffers.com. Go there now. You can thank me later.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy freezing fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with highs working up to 36. Winds out of the north up to 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, cloud cover, a low of 24. For Friday, gradually clearing skies with highs improving to 41. Saturday, slight chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. And for Sunday, still a chance for some snow showers in the morning, breezy back to 27. More in the way of sunshine New Year's Day, highs reach 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently at 30 degrees.
Let's go! Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
Some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until 3. She kept the hotel key. Still see her on the bed sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. No. But she kept the hotel key. Slipped it in a purse, I guess. She left a picture in my head. She left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key. Slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And then now we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept it. She kept the hotel key. Slipped it in a purse, I guess.
Brothers Osborne. I don't know what it means, but it's just a funky song. Nobody's, he's nobody's nobody. It's 6:52. It's 8 before 7. And it's a Thursday. It's a Thursday, the 28th day of December. I'm as shocked as you are that I remembered what day it was. Just kind of get lost over the Christmas holiday as far as what day is it? Maybe that's a good thing. Christmas in our rearview mirror. Maybe you have family Christmas yet this weekend over New Year's. So possibly your Christmas holiday extended out. We just call it the holiday season. And New Year's Day Monday, and then Tuesday we'll click back into it. 2024, by the way, is what's looming around the corner. As we get older, we have a tendency to lose track of what year it is. At least we don't have to write checks anymore, most of us anyway. We're not writing checks that much anymore, right? It always used to be, don't forget when you write a check to write the right year on there. That's what radio announcers used to sound like. Don't forget to write your check. But now, you know, the generation of writing checks is fading. So when you fill out your Google documents or whatever it may be, 2024 looming. 36 is our forecasted high today. Nice morning out there. We're at 30 right now. That north wind will be moving around 6 to 16. We're going to warm it up to 42 tomorrow. And then some more normal winter-like weather. Still a little bit above normal, but some more normal temperature-wise weather will kick in starting on Saturday and Sunday. Let's get some words of wisdom to get this day moving on a Thursday, the 28th of December. Focus on the Family this morning is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
We often think of our decisions in terms of good and bad, right and wrong. But what do we do when our choices are between bad and worse? President Truman faced that very dilemma in 1945. Near the end of World War II, the United States was battling an enemy that showed no willingness to surrender. If Truman prolonged the war, an estimated 250,000 to 1 million American soldiers would die. The alternative, the world's first atomic bomb, was also fraught with terrible consequences. The bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki killed an estimated 200,000 civilians. It also opened a new chapter in human history. From that moment forward, the threat of nuclear war would forever hang like a black cloud over civilization. Bad and worse. Maybe you're facing tough choices of your own right now, about your marriage, a rebellious teenager, an unexpected pregnancy. Clear answers can be hard to come by when no choice seems like a good choice. What do you do then? Well, you do the best you can, so you anchor yourself in your faith, your values, and in good counsel, and move forward the best way that you know how. Then each day, each moment, do the next right thing until one day your circumstances change, and so do your options. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Menards has the best and brightest options for illuminating your home. Accent any area with Patriot Lighting. From under cabinet lighting to recessed lights and more, we've got a great selection of accent lighting options available. Add the perfect ambiance to any room with a 12-foot color-changing LED rope light. On sale now for just $29.99. Find this and other great deals going on now during Menards New Year's Sale. Prices good through December 31st.
Save big money at Menards.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Start learning a new language today. Go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy freezing fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll have mostly cloudy skies with highs working up to 36. Winds out of the north up to 10 miles per hour. Then for tonight, cloud cover, a low of 24. For Friday, gradually clearing skies with highs improving to 41. Saturday, slight chance for some light snow showers into the afternoon with lower 30s for highs. And for Sunday, still a chance for some snow showers in the morning, breezy back to 27. More in the way of sunshine New Year's Day, highs reach 30. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently at 30 degrees.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead, turn it up.
Yeah, but
98Q Country.